Bunch.
Good morning, everybody. We're having a great conversation about coffee, about the cups, our vessels, in which the coffee is contained, and how I need a Days of Our Lives mug. So, folks, figure that out for me. All right.
A Braised Pub mug would be kind of cool.
You know, I have Kelly's in one hand and Braised Pub in the other, and I'll just double fist the coffee during the morning.
There you go.
Probably really help the show.
Something has to. Just kidding. We're doing great. We're doing
we struggle. Great. Oh boy, do we struggle. Ugh.
No.
It's the worst show on YouTube. No, man, there's some real stinkers out there. There are some real stinkers out there.
We're fun, at least.
We are fun. We're fun because we take soaps, right? The ridiculous, stupid world of soaps. The wacky, unrealistic, sideways dimension of soaps. And we take that nonsense and we just make it super fun. That's what we do here on the 10th floor.
We really do. That's what we try to do. Absolutely.
We don't make fun of it. We make it fun. And that is something that we stand on here on the 10th floor podcast network.
Here's the thing is that I think soaps are fun. I love the soap opera genre and I love the angst. I love the ridiculousness. I love the mics showing up in the screen, in the scene.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I love every single, because here's the this week.
I did not think... on Days. General Hospital got a lot of flack for the deck sequence.
I didn't notice anything wrong with
it. The deck sequence.
I didn't notice it. I thought it was hokey, but I didn't notice anything.
Really, my biggest thing, I know this isn't Days. Here we are talking about GHR, but who cares? Whatever. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Days for Dummies. I'm Matt. That's Kat. Here's Angela. It's a wild, just loose morning for us.
Yes.
Well, when it comes to like that deck sequence, really the thing that could have quote-unquote saved it was to give it like a little more physical space.
Right.
Because you could see him like...
I agree.
Like keeping.
I don't understand why he had to be in the vest. Aside from, I guess, when they're doing those things, they're in a vest. But
they're just going for as much accuracy as they could possibly could, I guess.
Just like, you know, more than any other show, General Hospital gets the most buck for its production dollar.
Definitely, 100%.
You know what I mean?
Even with the hokey scenes.
You know why? It's because
it's a soap opera.
It's because the fans pay for the marketing on General Hospital, and it's a wonderful thing. GH doesn't have to worry about ads in Times Square or airplanes over studios or newspaper clippings about Elizabeth or whatever. You know, whatever it is that's been purchased over the last 12 months.
Matt's choosing violence on the Lord's Day.
No, I actually had a really interesting conversation with another insider about this, about, you know, fans and their passion and what an effect it could possibly have on the show. And it doesn't have a whole lot of impact past things like, well, the fans bought an ad in Times Square. Can we pull back our magazine ad that we bought in Time Magazine and use that budget to buy a prop or to get a llama or to...
Right.
I don't know, give somebody a raise, you know, like this other insider was like, you're not wrong.
Well, I mean, I have no problem with, I think that if fans want to pool their money together and get a mobile billboard or a plane over the studio or send their faves flowers, send their
chocolate,
you know,
they love that stuff.
No issue with this. This is, you know, if it makes people happy, that's fine.
We had Ken Schreiner on
my
this channel
only issue. My only issue comes in when fans think that they did those things so they are then owed something.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it's
well,
not
a recipe for disappointment, isn't it?
Right. The show, you do these things to show your love and, you know, your passion for something, but you can't, it doesn't make you any better than any other fandom.
No.
And it doesn't entitle you to any.
If you do something without being asked, you cannot complain about the response.
Right.
And positive or negative.
You are still one set of eyes viewing the show.
Mm-hmm. And I deal with like little things in regular life when it comes to things like this. Like, I'm finding in my old age that if somebody surprises me with something, I'm not happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very weird. Like little things like, oh, I bought you an Uber. Why'd you do that? I didn't. Now I have to leave before I was ready. Now, you know, like my whole thing, my whole plan is messed up. So I get it. I get it. I get it when it comes to like doing something and then like hoping for a positive response. But if the person isn't receptive, or you know, if the company isn't receptive, or if the company is like, great, cool, and then they move on and don't pay attention to it, it's just
And
unfortunate.
another thing is that for a long time, General Hospital especially hasn't done the traditional soap Bible outlines, storyboards, things like that. But from what I understand, Patrick and Elizabeth are bringing them back. And
Good
they're going to
organized
fall in line
folks.
with all the soaps. And this is relevant today's Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful, General Hospital. Usually soaps have a Bible, and that is character histories, character descriptions, sets, important things. And then outlines you are supposed to go out roughly a year, broad overstrokes, you know,
Where are
of
they going to be
what
in
these
12
themes are
months?
going to be, the very vague storylines. And then they get broken down further and further and further and further. But like Days of Our Lives shoots 6 months, 6 to 8 months in advance
Correct.
of airing.
They're really far ahead right now.
Writing,
If we're to
are they are
take
really far out right
if
now?
we're to take the Bill Hayes funeral as like an indication of how far ahead Days is right now, they're massively ahead, more so than ever.
Massively. And you also have to understand is that while they film that far ahead, they're more months ahead in writing. And I mean, they've already been working on next year's storylines
They're in the middle of spring
for Days of Our
2025.
Lives. Yeah, it's that's how it goes. And even with like on General Hospital, we know that a few of the breakdown writers were fired
Weeks
like in
ago.
January. Months. But some of their scripts were still showing up this week.
Yes, the last ones, I
Because
guess.
even though, right, because even though General Hospital is anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks ahead in filming, sometimes as many as 8, depending on their dark week cycle, the writing is much further ahead.
Yeah, that's definitely how we understand it as well. You know, we hang out
So,
with Fido Xavier, and he's just got a stack of scripts that are coming up that he's got to shoot in a month, and he's like, "You think I wrote those last week?" Ha.
No. And, but that's also why people are like, especially with Days of Our Lives, why aren't they listening to fan feedback?
They can't respond to it very
What are they
quickly.
supposed to do with something that's already, they can't, that one, they don't have the budget to pivot things on a dime and throw out months worth of work. They don't. Period. End of story. And even more for Days of Our Lives. Two, what fans are they supposed to listen to?
That's the question about it from you know,
That's
all
the
six
exactly
nominated soaps this year, is
right.
what fans do
And
you give it
the
to?
ones that weren't nominated. You know, little wonky behind the scenes, you know, information. Nice to see you too, sweetie.
Yeah, Jeannie and Sandra, they're here in the chat with us.
Hi guys.
The soaps. The powers that be estimate that only about 10% of the viewing audience post about soaps online.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's possible that it could be a little bit more with Days of Our Lives now that they are just streaming, but probably not much, much more. So, and even that 10% don't agree on everything.
No, not at all.
Or some.
Not at all.
So, and the vast majority of the viewing audience, the overall viewing audience, just watches their show. They don't fast forward. They don't watch for one character, one pairing, one storyline.
They do
They
what they're
just
supposed to do with it.
watch.
They put it on, and if
They
it's
just
good
watch
that
the show.
day, they're invested, they watch it. If it's not so interesting to them that day, they get up and do something else and kind of watch it in the side of their eye.
Right.
And
And
listen to
listen
it.
to it.
And the thing is that, I mean, when you think about how long these shows have been on, and most of us have been watching them since childhood, and it's not like we're spring chickens. No. You know, I'm going to be 50 years old in a couple of weeks. I have been watching my earliest memories of soap operas, like cognizant scenes and things I remember, go back 40 years. There was, and we got the Soap Opera Digest back then, weekly in the mail or at the grocery store.
We did too.
Or you had the TV Guide.
Mine was delivered along with TV Guide.
My mother, you. You had the TV Guide listings. If you didn't catch your show or record your show, you were never seeing it again.
You better ask your friends what happened.
Yeah, you could.
Or read it. It was lost in the ether.
You could
read about it next week in the Soap Opera Digest recap.
Yeah, my little teenage mind wasn't even watching the shows, but I was still relatively invested enough from when I was a little kid that I would pick up the Digest when it came every once in a week. And I would at the very least look at the comings and goings section to see if a character that I knew was leaving or returning or something like that.
Exactly. I enjoyed getting that magazine.
And now we are the magazine.
Right? My mother and I used to fight over it. If I got it first, I'd bring it into my room and she'd be like, "Where's my Soap Opera Digest?" I'm like, "I don't know. It hasn't come yet."
I'm still reading letters to the editor, Mom. They're doing an exposé on Emily Quartermain.
The thing is that people just watched the show.
Amber Tamblyn's leaving. I have to read about her next project. It's called Joan of Arcadia.
And that's still how it's
so
done.
Interesting.
The writers for soaps have to, the best thing they can do for their shows is choose the storylines they think are the best for their shows and commit to them and write to them.
Absolutely.
Right. Period. They can't listen to, this fan base wants this, but this fan base wants this. It's not how soaps work. It's just not. And they can't work that way.
They can't.
And doesn't even matter what the subject matter is. You have a large group, regardless of what it is. You have a large group. You're not going to please everybody.
Mm-mm. I mean, that's just
the human nature of it all.
From having.
So that's why they need to come up with their stories and commit. They are the writers.
From having five kids, you're not going to make all of those happy at one time. To bringing snacks to a church choir, you're not going to make everybody happy with that.
No.
To being the boss.
Hosting a podcast.
Just being on Twitter.
You're not going to satisfy everybody there, too.
Exactly. To making a post on Twitter, you're not going to make everyone happy. Mm-mm. Believe me.
You can't even congratulate somebody who's been nominated for an Emmy without it turning into some sort of S-slinging fest.
I'm very proud of myself because I have stayed out of that fray.
It's tough. I had a little meltdown on Friday. Everybody, check it out. Late Night Tonight, the Emmys edition. because in the conversation, it just came up inside of me and I just got really bubbly and frustrated.
It was insane. Just seriously, can she breathe properly without...
And it comes from all ends too. You say, can she even breathe properly? And then I can say, well, who are you talking about? Because I could list four different actresses that.
True. But which one right now is the main one with the target?
Poor Cynthia Watros, man. She gets nominated, right? And then suddenly she's being bullied behind the scenes. Anytime it's like, oh, hey,
I'm
nominated.
Right.
And then every response. Goodbye.
She said, I'll be right back.
And then every response pretty much is like, hey, you suck. Anyway.
I think I'm doing myself a service by not paying attention that closely.
It gets frustrating. Like, if you let it in, I've gotten pretty good over the years of not letting it in. Mm-hmm. But it really was that Gates conversation that we were having on Friday that kind of like piqued it. Because like, I want to be excited over that show, but I'm finding it hard to be.
Well, I want to be excited over it too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's saying something great for our genre.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's not going to die and go away.
No, it's super awesome and I'm amazing and it's wonderful and I'm looking forward to it. But I'm going to look forward to it when there's real information. Anyway, check out that Friday episode, folks. We broke down the Emmy nominations. There are several for Days of Our Lives this year.
Mm-hmm.
Several upon several. Wally Kurth, yeah. Lindsay Godfrey. Emily O'Brien, Dick Van Dyke,
yes,
Eric Marstolf,
Yes.
All of those five people nominated for Emmy, including as well Ava, you know, Tamara Braun. Lots of Emmy nominations for days in the acting categories this year, and that's really exciting.
And that's and that's unusual, because usually when it comes General Hospital and Days of Our Lives, as far as nomination counts, would be swapped.
Yeah. Yeah, last year GH was more nomination heavy than Days. Days had like Thomas DeMira, and that was like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good strong year for Days acting wise then, 2023 was.
I was surprised at how few nominations General Hospital had.
Yeah, I guess it is what it is.
So sorry.
Hey,
it's okay. My parents are on a cruise right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just peeing away that inheritance is any chance they get. And my great aunt, who is 96, is my responsibility.
Until it's yours.
And she called, so I have to make her call.
Of course.
So, just in case, but she's fine.
We were congratulating the Days of Our Lives Emmy nominees, going over that list and saying congratulations to Wally Hearth. We were saying that, you know, what's really heavy, like a lot of Days actors nominated this year, more so than last year, definitely.
Yeah, more so than usual, because usually Days actors get... Now, did you guys talk about who was noticeably absent, though, from Days of Our Lives?
Are you talking about Ari Zucker? Because we talked about that on Friday.
Not just Ari. Mm-hmm. I thought Dan.
Who?
Also Dan, was amazing Dan in that storyline. Oh, okay. EJ.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Burton had some great stuff as Harris earlier.
He's
you know, when
nominated
with
for
her,
an Emmy
with
for his... Harris. That's just
I don't even
think.
Nominated I don't,
for
I
Emmy
don't
for
think
Harris
so.
For Beyond Salem.
I don't think Steve necessarily. I don't. I wouldn't be surprised to hear that he didn't
might
submit.
Not have submitted.
And that's the big thing. And that is the huge thing when it comes to the daytime Emmys specifically. It is a crapshoot if somebody actually submitted themselves. And so when it comes to the reaction of the snub, how come? Until I know this person submitted and was not nominated, it's hard for me to really get in on that.
Well, it's not a snub if you didn't apply. I mean, it's like thinking, why didn't I get hired? Well, because you didn't put in your resume.
Right. But the thing is that the shows can submit them as well, but they don't always, because unless there's, you know, they really only have one person for the category, you know, the shows aren't going to show favoritism. Mm-hmm. Usually. Mm-hmm. But the thing is Burton submitted, or they submitted for him for Beyond Salem, and he got a nomination.
That was last
in
year, though, right?
Supporting last year, or was it in guest last year? I can't remember.
I don't remember him being nominated last year.
Oh, he was nominated last year. He didn't go to the awards.
He just didn't go?
No, because he had a comedy show that weekend.
Yeah, I didn't even
he had
know
a
he
show
was
on the East Coast with
Yep. No. Conflicting with one of their
whether the show or the actor themselves, you know, until I know whether or not they even put themselves up to be nominated, it's really difficult for me to say, well, how come? Because I don't know. I don't know if they even wanted to be. You know, specifically with the Ari Zucker situation, we talked about it, you know, on the Friday thing. It's entirely possible she didn't want to, because if she's nominated, then what? Press, interviews, red carpets, and what is the questions going to want to be about? And if they can't be asked, then the energy is going to be weird.
Right.
I would not have submitted this year if I was Ari.
Dan was phenomenal too.
I don't know what to say about all that kind of stuff. You know, and it's also being like, how come?
Not everybody can be nominated.
And then on the other side of that, the other side of your mouth, without saying it, is then the people who are nominated are not worthy in some capacity because such and such is there.
Right.
You know, and it's just weird.
Well, I mean, everybody was good, but I do think there were people in some categories that I was surprised to see them there and not see others there. Based on performance, but you know, it is what it is, and always exciting for them to come out.
It's super cool, and I'm looking forward to eventually that email application hitting the inbox so we can see if we can go.
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make it work this year, but I'm going to try.
We're gonna do everything that we can too. You know, it's not a guarantee for anybody.
No.
And then you know, and then yes, it's going to be a great Emmy time. Going to be a super enjoyable experience, and we had a fun week of Days. We really did. This week I thought was kind of fun. Okay. We had the ridiculousness of Paulina Price out there trying to find Chanel in the snowstorm and irradiating the Salem
Radioactive.
countryside.
Radioactive.
Irradiating the countryside.
Riddle me this. Why did Marlena go into the room with a suit on to discover that Paulina was missing?
Marlena
That didn't make sense to me either.
has been host to the devil twice.
I was going to say, does that make
You
her
know, so
immune
she's
to
just, you know,
radioactive
she's a little
materials?
more
Okay.
physically tough than the rest. Her body has really gone through it, and it's just added layers of protection that normal people don't have.
Yes, it just bounces right off of her.
Exactly. It's going to take a heavy dose of radiation in order to actually hurt. Not Paulina, but Marlene, she's been poisoned. She went to heaven. She interacted with godly Everett and is still alive. You know, that nothing can take this woman down.
Not to mention, most people don't know she has a strawberry allergy. Just kidding.
Oh,
She's got a
the
strawberry
Paulina
allergy.
made me laugh and
And
made
her.
me laugh. It's like,
Yeah.
Oh, she always
give me a
does.
snow plow and find my baby.
Give Jack A a line and she will deliver it. Jack A will deliver
Paulina
lines.
is gonna mama bear.
Yes.
It's good to see. It's fun to see. I enjoy the energy and just the goofiness. Just because she knows what she's doing out there. She knows irradiated Paulina looking for Chanel in the snow is stupid stuff. And she is
love
leaning
this
into
show.
it and giving us a show. And I love it. Now talk about somebody that should be nominated, right? But I don't know.
But I don't, she's one I'm pretty sure does not submit, just like Drake doesn't submit either.
Exactly,
And I
exactly.
think he doesn't submit because he just thinks the whole thing is ridiculous with them having to pay and all of that stuff. And that's fine. He doesn't care about that stuff. And I'm pretty sure she doesn't submit because he doesn't. So,
I
but
just
he goes,
he goes,
you know what I mean? He
he
supports his
supports his,
show.
yeah. I think
Yeah,
that
we got
it's
to meet him
fun.
last year.
I think it's fun that Drake Hogeston is going to be that legendary soap actor that was on for 50 years and never caught a nomination. Because you got other people, you got
Yeah,
Eric
but you
Braden.
know he's getting a Lifetime Achievement Award at some
You
point.
you know, you got like
I
people
hope
like Eric
so.
Braden, you know, who are basically like choke slamming people now trying to get that Emmy finally. You know, when Drake's just like, I'm just here for the party. What kind of booze you got this year?
Yeah. Where's the after going down? Yeah. I love
Where's
Drake.
the
I
after
really
party at?
do.
I know that
Yeah.
I'm not a young man anymore, but I can still get it.
I mean, I think of that man, and all I can think of is that wink he gave me as he held my hands at the his my hand in both of his
She had a
Emmy, and
Drake
I
moment,
just
Ma.
melt.
Like you had Wally moments.
I had a moment with Drake that is embedded in my soul.
Stephen Nichols,
Still
Wally
haven't cried.
Kurtz, Drake Hogestyn just flirting it up with the 55 plus ladies, 50 plus ladies,
Gonna be 50
the
in a couple of
49
weeks.
plus
I'm gonna
ladies,
throat punch you.
the 49 plus ladies. Don't ask me anybody's age. You can stick a 9-year-old in front of me and be like, how old's this kid? And I'll be like, I don't know, 15.
37.
And how old's this kid? Seven? Matthew, they're 12. I don't know.
He's even asking me before, what am I gonna be on my next birthday, Mom?
I'm really not. I'm not
He
paying
didn't
attention
know
to
there was
age.
gonna be math.
My birthday is coming up, though. You know, this next Sunday is going to be my big birthday extravaganza. Right here live on the 10th Floor Podcast Network. I'm going to try to remember to put up balloons on the layout.
Nice.
And it's going to be exciting. And then it's going to be fun. And we're going to not do anything special other than have it be my birthday.
Are we gonna do that for my birthday too?
Sure, when is it?
May 14th.
So soon. You're really
This
stepping on
is
my
gonna
toes
go
now,
through you
Angela.
after Matt's.
Well, we could do it the week after my birthday because my birthday's on a Tuesday, and I'm pretty sure it's Mother's Day, the Sunday before my birthday.
May 12th.
Probably.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. What we'll do is we'll just say happy birthday, Matt and Angela. Matt and Angela's birthday. Happy birthday. Sandra says, and the fact that nominations and awards are based on specific submissions, correct? It's not an award for the actors themselves 365 24/7. So yeah, what they submit
Okay, so
has to be compared
what they
against each other.
submit, I can give you guys insight into this. So the show for like bet for the best directing and all of those and lighting and da, 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 da. They submit, I believe, two episodes.
That's what maybe three, but I think it's year. Two. Frank Valentini said that they had submitted Holly yeah. Being Burned and then Greenland. Won some Greenland?
Thing? Yeah. Would it be Greenland last
maybe
year?
Maybe something. Or
Greenland.
No, maybe
no,
it was Peter. Maybe no. It was Peter getting bashed up. It Peter. Was something.
Yeah,
was something.
I think Peter dying or something. The stuff with Anna mm-hmm. and Felicia.
Yeah.
Now, I know that for the Writers Guild Award this year, they submitted two of the Greenland episodes. So and it wouldn't surprise me if that's what they did not win. And they did. It was just them versus Days, which was.
Days won.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Days of Our Lives.
Yes. They now, so for the month. Emmys, they submit two episodes. Now, the actors submit 15-minute reels.
That's a long time.
And yes, but they can be from clips from any episode throughout the entire year. They can pieced it together. It can't be montages. It has to be actual scenes. Mm-hmm. Now, something that's interesting is like somebody who plays more than one character, like John Lindstrom, mm-hmm. can only submit. Each submission is for one character. He can submit for Ryan and for Kevin,
right?
But it's two separate submissions.
See, that's something that we asked on Friday. Is because Wally Kurth is nominated for Justin Kiriakis. And we were like, what if he also put himself in for Ned? Would they
could
have selected him mm-hmm. twice and be like Wally Kurth for Ned and Wally Kurth for Justin?
They could. They could. I don't know if it's ever happened, but I know that it can. And I think that he had plenty for both.
So, Mr. Canary never did that for Adam and Stewart?
I don't know.
It might have been different.
If I was David Canary, I would have just picked the character that had the better year. It's like, I want to be nominated for Stewart this year. I want to be nominated for Adam this year.
But I'm just saying that because I do remember, you know, there were many years where he was phenomenal as both.
Mm-hmm. Phenomenal.
Yeah. I can't say that John Lindstrom is phenomenal at both.
He has
capability of being that great. But Kevin's not written great.
Can you put Kevin and Ryan in a room together and forget the fact that it's John Lindstrom both times? No. Can you put Stewart and Adam in a room together and forget the fact that it's David Canary as both roles? Yes.
Yes.
I think that's the difference. And it's no knock against
because everything
John
was
Lindstrom.
So different about the two. You know, the way he... the personality wasn't even close, and his just the physicality of it.
Mannerisms, the way he held his head.
Yes.
Even the voice, like the where his voice came from was different.
Exactly.
Stewart had a little more of like a throaty, mouthy, like speaking from his throat and really like enunciating his S's a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And then Adam was very bassy in the chest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very different. Very, very different.
So good.
Very
I'm getting different. Chills just remembering it. Just the power of the performance for me, 30-something years old.
It's been off the air since 2011.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and then he passed away, and I was really sad about that. I remember posting on Facebook when he passed away, a big, like, long, like, nice thing about it.
I do remember that, Matt.
I said wonderful things about Stewart, because as a kid, I just loved Stewart Chandler.
Stewart was great. He just
spoke to my little kid heart for some reason.
Yeah.
Something about a pure soul on a soap. Now give me a villain. Give me a dastardly villain. Give me Stephen O. All right. Bring him in deeper.
Well, I know, you know, we have Constantine is a villain in my book.
He's definitely a villain.
What the hell is Maggie thinking? My God.
She's not thinking at all.
Yeah.
I don't think that wedding is going to happen. I think it's going to almost happen.
No. I'm having a bad feeling that it's actually going to happen and the fallout is going to be what's the big thing.
What's the matter? I'm just here trying to be a happy man and honor my my new wife and my dear friend Victor. He's okay.
Well, I was hoping, he intimidated little Thomas, but he didn't really scare the crud out of him, which I was happy to see.
Give me my card back, little boy, or I will throw you in the lake.
Oh man.
You know, when it comes to a soap villain, though, they usually got a voice. That's
Yep, they
good.
do.
Yeah, he
They almost
does.
always do
Yeah.
have a voice.
The actor is great. The character, I just want to, punch in the throat, but
You
he
know.
is, that's when you know he's good, though, right?
Well, yeah,
Yep.
you know.
And you're right. Maggie is not using her
Maggie,
sensibilities
you've
at
been a
all.
soap veteran
Far
for
smarter
25 for 50 years. You should know better than
than
this.
that. Yes. Hey,
And after distracted and go back to Titan as well and be there. He's distracted from the house. Constantine is gonna try to steal her blind, is what he's
Pretty
gonna try to
much.
do legally.
Yeah.
He's gonna
Yep.
start, poisoning her soup with strawberries.
Right. Yeah. No, that's Elena, but she's immune.
Well, I wanted to say earlier when you made that Marlene is addic allergic to strawberries thing was that John Black has been Princess Bride-ing her when it comes to low doses of strawberries throughout her life.
Oh, my God, why can't I remember the?
It's the
I
poison
love
scene
that
with
movie.
Wallace Shawn.
Yeah,
And
with
cut
the,
the
yeah.
bubble.
What you don't taste is, can't remember the name of the
It's all
poison I
good.
was
It's
making.
all good. You know, honestly, I've never
I
even
love
seen that
that.
movie all the way through. Anyway, I know. I just broke Angela. It always breaks somebody when I tell them I've never seen The Princess Bride. We didn't have it. It wasn't
I
a
haven't
VHS.
even seen it either. I've
It
never even seen bits and pieces of it.
wasn't the family film. It wasn't a part of the library. I just never saw it.
I
I'm not
still
a
watch
movie.
that movie.
I'm not a movie person. It's like Knives Out.
Oh,
I'm
I'm
asleep.
if
Not a movie.
the
I
kids
was
wanted
actually, I
something,
follow him on Twitter. Follow Carrie Elwes on Twitter, who's hysterical. And he was posting the other day about his wife staying up late for the
That's
Taylor
Robin Hood
Swift
Men in Tights, Mom.
album. Yes.
Just so you
Yes, he is. Oh,
Oh,
God.
I met a teenage girl in the store day before yesterday, and she was a big Taylor Swiftie fan. I said, well, and I was talking with her, and I said, well, I hope you have an opportunity to meet her someday. She goes, oh my gosh. I said, well, you might. I've actually met a lot of celebrities in my life. She said, really? She's like, well, I said, well, I've met a lot of soap opera people. Maybe you wouldn't know who they are. And she goes, no, I probably wouldn't. I said, let me think of that somebody I've met. And I said, okay, I've met Uncle Jesse, John Stamos. She goes, oh.
I know
Yeah.
that
She was excited about
That's a reference that's far quickly leaving the youth,
it.
though.
Well,
So I just went down a rabbit hole,
Oh dear.
but they're more familiar with Fuller House,
Got it.
actually.
Got it. That makes sense. Well, he
Yeah.
was on that show still, Uncle Jesse. So what's the rabbit hole you
Hey,
fell
but yeah, you
into?
wasn't too good like Mary Kate and Ashley.
Back when David Canary was getting his nominations and his wins in Emmys, he was nominated for one nomination, but it was for both roles. It was for Adam and Stuart.
As Adam Stewart Chandler
And
on All My Children.
he won five. He was nominated for 16. And he got
Oh,
paid a double
16.
salary.
Wow.
Yeah, that's something we knew. That's something we knew. I don't know how we knew
That he
it, but
got
we've
paid the
known
double
that.
salary.
I don't know how we've known that, but we've known that since like the 90s. I don't know how. Maybe it was Soap Opera Digest. I don't know. But I remember mom and I having conversation, no, we talked just having a talk about this, in which when Stuart and Adam were both contracted characters, which wasn't all the time, but when they both were, double paycheck.
Good for Dave the Canary.
Very good, very good. Blink remembers Blackie Parrish, of course.
Of course.
I'm not going to be on GH today, and even if I was, I would not speak about State of Mind.
Angela just doesn't connect with the content. I mean, that's the simple answer.
Yes. Yes.
You know? I mean, you could take it in any crazy directions that you want to. But the simple answer is it just doesn't connect with her. It doesn't connect, if it connects with you, awesome. If it makes you feel great, wonderful. If it doesn't, move on. No harm. No
I'm
harm.
not sure who's going to be the Lifetime Achievement honoree this year. I have a couple possibilities in mind.
They haven't announced that?
I don't think they have,
Eden
no.
Regal.
Okay.
Eden Regal.
Well, they did have controversy about her last year. They might as well do it again this year.
Did they have
She's
controversy?
way too young for a Lifetime Achievement.
Well, what's she what? Okay, cool. Is she gonna come back to soaps anytime soon? No? Great. Give her a lifetime achievement award. Is she coming back? No. Has she moved on with her life and her career to other things and is not looking back? Great. Give her the lifetime achievement award. I just want to see Eden Regal because I found that's Bianca, by the way, from All My Children. Because I found out she is the sister of Sam Regal, who is a famous Dungeons and Dragons player and voiceover artist. Isn't that neat?
They haven't announced yet who it is.
No
Oh,
idea.
okay.
The lifetime achievement.
Yeah, I mean,
do you have any ideas, Angela, who it might be?
I mean, it could
Something
be
spring up?
Leslie.
Ooh,
Oop.
could
Leslie
be
Charlson.
Leslie.
It could be Leslie.
It's a great idea.
Jackie
Tony
Zeman.
Geary.
Can you give it to somebody
No, I don't know that they'd give it to
posthumously?
her in postmortem. They might, but I mean, they could, but I don't know. Tony Geary.
We're going to pry you off of your couch in Amsterdam, wheel
I know,
you
right?
to
How
the
about
not that
like,
you need it. You don't need to
you
be
know what would be
wheeled. You're
really
just going to
great
be
is if he
kicking and
sent his
screaming.
husband to accept it in his place, and then people finally would have to accept the fact that he's gay and married to a man.
He just has a husband. That's different than being gay.
I think it is, but okay.
When I went to college, the pamphlet wasn't "Are you gay?" question mark. The pamphlet was "Are you a man who has sex with men?" Okay, we're not about labels.
Okay.
15 years
I
ago, we're all about them now. We're
yes.
all about them now.
So I'm trying to think of who else. Susan Flanner.
Erica Slezak.
She got it. Oh yeah, she could.
Linda Dano.
Susan Flannery. Linda Dano.
Melody from Young and the Restless.
She's still on. She's still working.
Melody
You have to be
Thomas.
not
She's still.
working.
I don't think you can still be on the show. I mean, maybe you could, but I mean,
Okay.
John Anderson got it,
Well, there
but I
you
don't
go.
think they'd give it to Melody before they'd give it to Eric because he's older than
I
she
don't
is.
think so either. I
Yeah.
agree.
I mean, John
Nominated.
Aniston was still on Days technically when he
Rachel
was
Ames.
nominated. When he was what?
Rachel Ames.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get that in. She's like 99. You gotta get that in.
She is. Constance Towers.
I was about to say, I mean,
Ooh.
she's a great one too. I'm just not sure she was a big enough role.
We gotta
You know what I mean?
yeah.
Because she was still in and
Yes.
out.
We
Gotta
yes.
get some Days
Not a
references.
lot. Yeah.
See, the issue with Days is they have so many legendary characters still on the show.
That are still there.
They
Yeah.
do.
I mean,
They
that's
do.
great.
I mean, they could actually, I think Doug and Susan got theirs, or Bill and Susan got theirs while they were still on. I think they got a joint one a few years
Oh,
ago.
it's nice that
That's
I
kind of
mean, on
cool.
one hand, it's
Yeah.
interesting. On the other hand, it's nice. Like, it's interesting that
Yeah.
Susan Seaforth Hayes doesn't necessarily have accolades that are only in her name, but also at the same time, it's really nice that they've had like this joint experience
Yeah.
for so many
Yeah.
years.
Yeah. They are not, there's no one else like them.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
No one else like them. No. Nope.
Goodness. Oh, goodness. We probably should talk a little bit more about the show, though. CEO Kristen, Holly and Tate. I don't really know what else to say about Holly and Tate. It's just continuing to rage.
Well, they're not going to stay away from each other unless they absolutely, one of
No.
them, I guess, would have to betray the other for them to stay away from one another.
Oh,
I'm
Kristen.
not sure. No. Tate would have to betray Holly because she's already betrayed him.
Yeah, she has.
Yeah. Yeah, she
Yeah,
has.
she has. And he's just
This
him
dumb boy
betraying
is so
her.
whipped.
Dumb boys. Boys are, yeah, they're dumb.
This poor stupid
Good thing they're
child.
cute. Good thing they're cute.
He can't see the
Good
forest for the
thing.
trees. Well, depending on who you
Yeah.
ask, he's significantly less cute now. Let's see. CEO Kristen. CEO Kristen. Apparently, she's like, I haven't been on the show long enough in too many weeks, so I'm gonna go after the company. I need something to get me on screen.
I love the Damara siblings. That's the tweet. I love them.
They are an interesting bunch.
They're
They
so
are an
fun.
interesting bunch. All of them are.
Yeah.
Chad's the good one.
Yep.
And that's Stefan.
And I will die on the hill saying that Stefano's daughters are more like him than any of his male offspring are. Megan and Kristen.
Chip off the old block.
Are way more.
And we haven't had an opportunity to see Megan. Is she dead?
No, she's on the run.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
Okay, yeah. So we might have a chance to meet her someday then.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you guys started watching after she left.
Yeah, we started, yeah. You know.
We've not seen him make it.
Pretty much, you consider Leo and Dimitri hooking up as our first day, and anything before then, we have no idea. Not a clue.
Oh, okay.
Not a clue. Like for example, Emily O'Brien nominated as Gwen this year for the Emmys.
Yes.
We saw the tail end of her time as Gwen on the show, which was very like in Iceland and Goofy and Madonna concert and then on the way out. So we really didn't see what she got nominated for.
Yeah. She's phenomenal. She is. So good.
I saw somebody saying, I can't believe that Emily O'Brien has been a better Teresa than the original.
I like her as Teresa. I think she's doing a good job.
It didn't become a poop throwing storm.
Jen Lilly is a great actress, and that's good, but Emily O'Brien made the role hers. She really did. Bad wig and all.
Still a bad.
And when I look at her and when I'm watching her now as Teresa, I don't think about Gwen anymore at all.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
She is a phenomenal actress. She just is.
She is. She's a little comedian. And
I loved her as Gwen. I love her as Teresa. I will love her as Gwen again. I will love her as another personality of Everett's, quite frankly. Whatever they want her to play. That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, right.
Has the show ever done that?
A personality hopping into somebody else's body?
Maybe
in some way, you know, like didn't...
And just like the crazy scenes like that they're, you know Patchy what I mean? Wouldn't that be hysterical? Right?
Patchy had an eye that was controlling his brain. Right? They gave him a fake eye, glass eye that had a computer.
People did not like Pat with the fake eye when they tried
that. That's Days of Our Lives nonsense. That's right up their wheelhouse. It is.
That's why I was so happy to see Paulina running around radiating the countryside.
You know, that's not good for the environment,
Paulina.
They're
going to have a Chernobyl incident outside of Salem, and it's all because of the mayor.
I know, right?
I envisioned her.
This is coming up in the next election cycle, let me tell you.
I didn't... Of course, they didn't show this to us, but I envisioned Paulina on a snowplow, kind of like a scene from The Shining.
Although her, I can see, you know, she tries to, in her next mayoral campaign, come out as like environmentally friendly, and her opponent puts out a poster of, or a commercial of, yes, Paulina Price sure is green, and it just shows her radiating like that nuclear green.
She's radiating green. She's glowing green. The sun is going down. It is cold. It is dark. It is blizzarding out there. She finds Chanel and she goes, come here, baby. Come here. Get close. Get close to my nuclear reaction and stay warm, honey.
Salem can't afford the way Mayor Price is green.
Power goes out in the city. She just goes to a nearby outlet and just puts her finger on it.
And wins re-election in a landslide. Because quite frankly, everybody wants to save the environment, but not at all if it inconveniences them.
The next election is going to come up and the citizens of Salem are going to go, didn't we elect Abe? How did this happen? I thought we elected Abe. Can we get Abe back? Oh, goodness gracious. Constantine and Maddie are engaged.
Julie there is ridiculous as well, but great fun.
What an addition. What a ridiculous addition.
I was saying to Matt earlier, it cracked me up because Julie, all those children, everybody being underneath foot, and her small home in the Horton house never bothered her a bit. When she goes to a mansion where you can be wings away from folks, it's just too much.
You have and all I the mean, space in this house. Go there.
Talk about poor Johnny and Chanel. What do you want to do?
How are they supposed to hippity dip knowing that Julie's in the other room?
I mean, seriously. Could there be a colder shower than
a colder shower
Julie coming in?
Like, right?
Yeah, you know, like she showed up with
baked
goods.
He's like the anti-blue pill.
he was like, oh hey, here's this really romantic dinner for you and me, Chanel. We're really gonna like really, really get it on, like big time. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, here's my grandma.
Just like...
What are you doing here, Granny? Okay, come on in, it's cold. Why'd you pick this cabin? Oh, because you didn't realize we were here. Okay.
Yeah.
Nowhere else though?
And then Julie barges into the room the next day too.
Bagels.
Oh gosh, I've done it again.
This is starting to seem intentional. They really should have had, you know, Mother from Pink Floyd playing in the background.
Oh my gosh. EJ was mayor. Not a good thing. I don't remember EJ being mayor. I know that he's not a particularly skillful DA. Ever since he's taken over that job, I think he's convicted all of nobody.
Pretty much, huh?
No, that's not true.
Dimitri?
No, yeah, he got Dimitri to go to jail, and there was somebody else who... Went directly to jail and did not pass go either.
No $200 for Gabby or somebody. That was before.
Yeah. Gabby, yeah.
Oh, that was the first
Gabby
thing he did.
Gabby and Dimitri. Boom. Yeah. Done. Yeah.
Well, he's good when they're trying to move a character off of the campus.
Got Tate locked up too.
Yeah, I don't really consider that a conviction.
So he's like 2 out of 3 for, you know, convicting the innocent.
Two and a third. You know, I mean, we've opened the door to
Dimitri
Lee's return.
Didn't
you don't
deserve Supermax.
You don't have somebody go, oh, let's find out who killed Lee and then not bring Lee back. So that's
Lee's
exciting.
On his way back.
We all saw the pictures.
Yes, we did.
We saw the 15,000th episode picture in which he was standing in the back.
Yeah. In fact, I saw 2 pictures. I spotted him in both of them.
And I sent him an Instagram
and
message.
And we've seen you, Gabby.
And he said nothing in return. But you know what? He's a busy man that doesn't really watch his Instagram too closely. I know this from setting up the interview. Sent last week and not read. Yep, hasn't even looked at it yet.
And it also made me think too that, of course, you know, we saw the photo, but I think the character Lee is going to come back because, you know, last week, Wendy called her parents and they're in such better spirits.
Suddenly very much happier.
He's there with them.
They're over that whole dead son thing.
Because he's not dead. He's hanging out in the living room.
They're in there. At least our daughter is alive era.
She didn't die in the beer vat. In the saw bathroom of your beer vat.
The family is on their way back because not only you know that they don't seem to be so wrecked when they talk to Wendy. And they've had characters on the phone with Mr. Shin 2 or 3 times now in the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, I think that Mr. Shin could give Trip and Wendy some much needed angst.
Yeah.
Angst is good.
Because they seem to me like they're about to break up.
Hmm.
Every time Wendy spends time with Trip now, she gets all PTSD. Just being around him brings it all back up too much for being locked up in the cell.
You know what she should do to calm herself down and take a nap? Watch their scenes.
Oh, my. Oh. I almost called you my mom.
Did you just...
I said, oh my.
She should go see Lucy on General Hospital and get a couple of gummies.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
I like that better. That's a lot nicer.
She could just go down to the bistro, right? Sure, Clyde has gummies in his repertoire.
Oh, my goodness. Gracious. Oh, no.
But you never know what what's in them, though.
You know who doesn't have Clyde doesn't have gummies. You just need to walk upstairs to the apartment and get them from Lucas. Lucas definitely has gummies.
Yeah, right?
There's no way in the Lucas monastery. Doesn't have gummies.
Lucas definitely has.
I was going to say, his mom probably has gummies, too. She's, I would bet Kate has gummies.
You know, like all he does is sit up in that room continuing to hide from Clyde.
Maybe that's what Roman has some gummies too. That's why his mouth doesn't move.
He's just
Can somebody
old.
Explain to me why Ava and Harris don't just get an apartment when they had to move into his room? Oh,
because they don't have any more apartment sets. It's either be where they're at or go to the hotel.
Yeah.
Okay, who is in Chad and Stephanie's old apartment?
Because
Chad's not there and Stephanie's sleeping in between her beds again.
Actually, she could get her own room and be like neighbors with him because Jade is going to move out of there.
I think that joint kind of defeats the purpose.
They just
unless the Hortons will let them, or the Bradys will let them take down a wall.
They don't just live where they work? Like Rafe doesn't just sleep at the station?
Rafe has a house.
Yeah, but Jade is going to go moving with him now.
Why they were always in Jade's room.
I know.
He's cleaning
up. He never needed to do the walk of shame. He never needed to do that.
No.
Sounds like a good setup then.
I think it might be his kink.
It's always going to be your bedroom. When you move into my house, you're going to have a different room.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always going to do it in yours.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
It's the only way it works.
Yep.
Or, I mean, let...
But you know what?
I mean, as the bedrooms... Chad and Stephanie's apartment had bedrooms, so let Eric and Sloan move in there, although they can't afford the rent on the studio, so that might not be a good idea. And let Harris and Ava move into their studio.
What is this? What is this Eric thing? What is this balancing the checkbook nonsense that this man is up to?
Because this is how he finds out...
But I get that, but why is it like, there's a gap in the budget, and not, I've looked at our digital records, Sloan, and I've got a really big question about these huge transactions to Venmo. Like, it's not hard to do it in 2024.
No, it's not.
To someone's OnlyFans or something?
Right. What sort of Patreons have you signed up for? David likes Trip and Wendy. I don't hate Trip and Wendy. I think Trip and Wendy is fine.
I just think they could be more exciting.
Yeah. Well,
and
I mean,
soaps need couples that are sweet and fun and light. And, you know, they're just not my cup of tea.
You could say that
but
about.
But you can't stay there very long or you slip in and boring if they leave in that. Bliss is not great in the long term.
It's, you know, and it's tough because you also have to pick, you know, good angst that capitalizes on the chemistry that those two actors have. You know, they had angst, you know, they were recently locked
and
in a beer
together. Both of the actors are good. I mean, I think it would be interesting if they used the PTSD with Wendy for her to, you know, go back to having an edge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she wants to, you know, reclaim her power and her feeling of safety, so she becomes like a vigilante or something, and you know they could do some interesting things with it.
Soap is desperate for a vigilante character. I feel like the time has been right for a long time now for a vigilante.
And who would make a better Batman on this set, other than of course John Black, than Wendy?
Well, you know, first
no
parents
one would
must
ever
die.
See her coming.
There's like she can't have a live parent and be Batgirl, so it's a requirement.
Can you imagine her and John Black being vigilantes together?
We gotta go save
them. And they're just, you know, she's working through her thing, he's working through his thing, and they work together.
I cannot see Drake Hogeston in any Batman costume that isn't the Adam West one. You got the Keaton, you got the Kilmer, you got the Clooney.
I can picture Wendy as that Robin.
Just the Burt Ward Robin.
Zoom! Yes.
Walking up the building.
So Ron will be calling us at any moment, Matt, you and I.
Oh, great. We're going to write those scenes. Beautiful, beautiful. I know we can't use Batman and Robin, but we can use, like, Bat Guy and Sparrow.
I'm going to show you what's really funny. I'm going to send you something. You ever watch SpongeBob?
It was just one step past my youth children television watching. I know who SpongeBob
SquarePants
is. Okay, so
there are some characters. Okay, there are some characters on SpongeBob. They are a geriatric superhero duo.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the
Tony and
art.
I always joke around that they are John and Steve.
That's super funny. It's like one's got like a starfish on his
Mermaid
face.
Man and Barnacle Boy.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the character, but no, I wasn't much of a SpongeBob.
I thought a few weeks ago that perhaps they were going to have a John and Steve spat.
Despite.
You know, that maybe they wouldn't be, that Black Patch was perhaps going to be no more. There was going to be some kind of fracture in their friendship because of the Katarina stuff.
No, it's
But then
okay.
they got past it really very quickly.
That's because I'm saying it's not a problem anymore. It's fine. You guys can just move on and not be bothered by this any longer. And then
I
that
said
just fixed everything.
it did.
I got a text message from
I thought they
Angela.
were
She's
going to be
giving me
mad
an
at each
F.
other for a minute, though, and they weren't.
Yeah, these guys. These
And
guys.
this is what they looked like when they were young. And that is
Oh
like
yeah,
literally, I can
that
send
does
that
look
to
just
Tony
like me.
anytime, and she just cracks up laughing.
That is very reminiscent of Burt Ward. That's super funny. That is super funny. It's true.
Yep, Mermaid Man and
It's
Barnacle
true.
Boy.
It's true. Rafe did not always have a house as Genie. Well, you know what? Nobody who owns a house today always had a house.
Always have a house, yes. And the thing is that Rafe did have a house, and Ava actually lived in that house with Rafe
Ooh, see,
when
you
they
know,
were
I
together.
was poking fun earlier when I'm like, oh
Rafe
no,
and Ava used to be together.
Ava's been around, apparently.
Evidently, yes.
You know?
Man, I wouldn't want her to be her poor Trip. She's exhausting to have as a parent.
I love all good soap actors are all good soap characters are exhausting to have as a parent. I love Ava. I am so excited for Tamara Braun for her
Yes.
Actress Emmy nomination. Very well deserved. I love Ava. And it's really funny because my favorite soap opera character of all time is Carly. And she was my least favorite Carly.
But she's your
But
favorite
I love
Ava
her as Ava.
Batali.
I love her as Kim. I love, you know, I just wasn't a big fan of her Carly, but
I
I
didn't
love
like
her as Ava.
Kim, and I didn't like her as Kim, and I didn't have nothing to do with her. I just didn't like,
I didn't
I don't
care
like the
about the
way
Kim character.
her character was not written well.
No.
I didn't think.
I mean, I thought she was fine up
Yeah, I
until
didn't
she
love
tried
the Kim
to.
character. I just, you know, thought she was fine as that character. I just didn't
Fine,
like how she
exactly.
portrayed Carly.
Yeah, I thought she was fine up until she tried to extract Franco's baby maker.
Right?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay, that's a little extreme. Oh, good, you're leaving the show. Okay, this is your exit arc. Okay. Okay.
But they've always left it open for her to be back because
She's got
got a
Ava's
baby
whole
out there,
she's got
right?
Ava's whole nibbling, you know, niece or nephew.
Yeah.
Ava's
She does.
whole child out there, because that is Julian's
She does.
baby. Don't be
You got a wrong
confused by the
baby out
people who are
there.
confused about it. That is Julian's baby.
Yeah, but so does Olivia. And Ava doesn't care. She's
No,
like,
no. Well, because
whatever. Who? Julian,
Leo is a
my brother?
Falconeri.
Don't know him.
Leo's a
Yeah.
Falconeri. He's not a Jerome. Let's just forget about it. He's a Falconeri.
Well,
He's a
he's actually a
Quartermain.
quartermain now.
He's a Quartermain. He's a Falconeri and a
Yes.
Jerome.
Yeah.
Last bit, and we got to hop off this so we can take a little break before GH. But I'll say, you know, another GH note. It was really interesting to have them reference the fact that Christina and Sam both shared Dante as a brother. Like they made that reference in the last 2 weeks, and I'm like, oh, interesting. Oh, interesting. I'm not bothered by the fact that this came up. Maybe it should come up more often.
I'm going to need you to say something on the general your General Hospital podcast too.
Okay. I'll read a note.
About something else. Molly did say that Sonny was her uncle in that scene with Alexis. People
Okay.
keep saying that she didn't, but she did. She said that he is her sister's father and her uncle.
People just stop listening.
When she was talking with Anna?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Because we were
Yes.
like, why is she just talking about her, you know,
How bad are
Christina at
they
this and
fit
not about that
histories?
he's your
She said
uncle?
them in separate scenes. That's why people are
Yeah.
kind
I'm
of, I
like,
think, a little
she
bit.
did
They
say
said it.
both.
She said it in separate scenes.
I do find that it's a little difficult for people
I know.
to link all of these little different things together, because they're too busy reacting to the first bit without getting to the end of it. Like, I saw somebody like live tweeting one of the shows, or like, I can't believe, yes, Trina's moving out. She's getting her own place. This is a dream come true. This is what I want to see for this character. The future is bright for Trina. She's going to live alone. And I'm like, why do you want Trina to not be on the show? And then she's like, oh no, I'm going to live with Jocelyn. And they're like, what are they doing? You know, and it's just this whiplash of reaction because they didn't wait to the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, that's one of the joys of soap fandom.
It is one of the joys of soap fandom. And it is fun to a degree to watch some of these conversations happen and references like, well, I want her to live alone. And then I'm like, you don't get it. You don't get it.
Well, we watch live on Zoom every day, and we mute during the commercials.
Yeah.
And talk.
Yeah.
And there are people who are like, but why is this? And we're like, it's like going to the movies with somebody who's asking questions, and you're like, we've all been here at the same time.
Yeah.
We're all watching together. None of us have watched ahead of you.
Well, why did he say that? Well, what's his secret? Well, does Sonny know that his medicines have been messed with?
Watching a movie with my grandmother.
Anyway, folks, thanks for joining us this week for Days for Dummies. We definitely gave you a Days of Our Lives education. You better have walked away with just far more Days facts now than you started off with, because we spent no time practically talking about that show.
We talked about Days somewhat.
We did?
No, there was a lot of really good lessons in this Days for Dummies. It is a classroom environment. We learned about how the Emmy reels are submitted, how long they are, how the best shows, you know, best director, writing, top show, all of that is nominated. We talked about how actors get paid. Adam and Stewart, you know. We've talked about history. Rafe has owned a house. Still does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, we covered it. We're good.
Oh, and Bobby finally signed the papers.
Yes, and now all of his memories are going to flood back because Bobby Stein has been written down by his own hand once again.
Probably.
Well, that was my theory last week, Angela. I don't know if you had a chance to watch the replay, but he was resisting writing down. You know, I'm not going to sign his Bobby.
Right,
that's not who I am.
Because he didn't want to sign that name, because that's not his name.
That's not who he is.
So he wasn't going to sign.
There was a part in the back of his head saying, if you acknowledge the fact that you were once Bobby Stein, all of these memories you've repressed are coming back. And there's a part of him that knew that. That's my theory. Mm-hmm. And so now that he's signed it off, he's going to struggle real hard.
Dun-dun.
Oh, I think so, too. And I think that his personality is starting to fracture a little bit. When he reacted with Stephanie and kind of scared her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I think that, yeah, I think that Robert character, Bobby character, is going to start bleeding through. And I don't think he's a nice man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wasn't a good guy because he was the one that was cheating on Jada and using her money to buy Stephanie a ring. And
now. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't really know where it's going, so it's hard for me to say. I'm here for the ride. I'm here for the ride. Yeah. Jeannie thinks that it was boring. It can't always be exciting. We've talked about it. You know, Days is in that weird pocket suffering of stuff that happened almost a year ago. That is now coming out on the screen, whether it be strikes, changes in owner running shows, just overall backstage WTF tension is going on here. It all affects.
Yeah, they really had a lot piled on
at the same time. And so I see.
And I'm looking forward to Days of Our Lives emerging from the ashes.
I can see some light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to some of this stuff. I can see a little bit of life and
Phoenix
energy being
rising
returned.
From the ashes, exactly. Like Stefano DiMera.
It's going to take a little bit more time.
But the true Phoenix is Days of Our Lives.
I think we're getting there.
There
though.
You go.
Just a little bit more patience, and I think we'll be there.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my hope.
We better get off of here, right? Gonna go have a bagel.
Oh my gosh. Now I'm just feeling, now I feel rushed.
Well, I haven't eaten anything, so. Well, you already said we were leaving.
You can just go. You're dismissed.
Ooh. Whatever, kid.
She brought you into this world. She'll take you out, boy.
She'd have to get here first. I have a lot of time.
I might have to spank him.
Got five or 6 hours to get right. Woman. Glad I made it for Days for Dummies today, says Sandra. I'll have to miss the 10th floor today for a meeting. Well, don't go to the meeting. Skip the meeting. It's Sunday. What are you doing? Anyway, folks, thanks for joining us. We'll catch you here next week live, 9 a.m. Pacific time. What's it, noon over in the Eastern feed for Days for Dummies. We'll cover it all. Big, exciting new stuff. And maybe we won't cover anything. Who knows? Just come watch. I don't know. Just come watch.
We're mercurial.
Just come to lecture.
Like this video if you haven't. Subscribe to the channel if you had a good time. Leave a comment. The super chat and super thanks is always open and available for you guys to leave a little tip in the jar, to say that more clearly. And we'll see you in about half an hour at 11 a.m. for 10th Floor Podcast covering General Hospital. I think that's it.
Sure enough.
This might have been my cleanest sign out for days yet. I've been Matt.
I've been Kat.
And I've been Angela with Matt and Kat.
And we'll catch you.
Have a good week, everybody.
And half an hour.
Have a great week.
Bye.